This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Amy Linsensky, attorney at law, address on file of Isaacs and Isaacs. Dear Ms. Linsensky, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Damon Ford, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is D-A-M-O-N, last name Ford, F-O-R-D, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 200 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 8th of 2022, period. The patient was the driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was stopped and rear-ended by a bus, period. The patient was in a 1978 Buick Electra that was totaled, period. He was not drivable, period. He had immediate pain in both legs, comma, swelling and hematoma of the left upper leg, comma, as well as low back pain radiating down the left leg, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still experiencing pain in his low back and left upper leg, period. He has numbness in both legs with swelling of both legs, the left being greater than the right, period. His left knee is still painful, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is stiffness with an intensity on a good day of 5 out of 10 with a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs. His left is greater than the right to his feet, period. He has numbness down both legs, period. New paragraph. The patient's depression causes problems with normal activities and problems working out, period. Hobbies are affected, period. He is extremely upset because his classic car is destroyed, period. He has a bad mood, comma, stress, comma, broken engagement, comma, gained over 20 pounds due to the stress, comma, and he is not in the mood for sex, period. New paragraph. His left upper leg still has a hematoma present, period. It is a constant discomfort with numbness, period. It involves a left upper leg, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The swelling is still present, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. He has discomfort when his clothes rub the area, period. He does occasionally drag his feet when he walks, period. New paragraph. His left knee is still painful, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day. He was seen at IU emergency room and had x-rays as well as medication and was released, period. Approximately 1 week later, he saw his family doctor. He was seen there several times, period. He was referred to physical therapy at ATI, period. He was seen a couple times there but couldn't afford more therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems exercising, comma, walking over two blocks, comma, housework, comma, stairs, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, sports such as basketball, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen and antidepressants, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medications, comma, antidepressant for this injury, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient the patient's history is that he did have pain in his low back in the past with sciatica, and it is now worse, period. The patient has never injured his left upper leg, period. The patient never had a hematoma in his leg, period. The patient had depression 2 years ago, and it resolved until this auto accident caused a reoccurrence, period. The patient was only involved in minor automobile accidents, none serious that required treatment, period. The patient had a work injury 3 years ago where his right hand was injured with nerve damage from repetitive use, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a factory worker. He is on disability due to his hand injury, period. He missed 2 to 3 months of work from this automobile accident, period. He is unable presently to stand for prolonged time, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Encounter 1, dated February 5th, 2022, signed by Dr. Brinkley, B-R-I-N-K-L-E-Y. History of present illness, back pain onset was 2 weeks ago. Period. Assessment was acute bilateral low back pain with left-sided sciatica, period. Encounter number 11 from Dr. Brinkley, which I believe is a nurse practitioner from Oliver Family Practice, dated August 1st, 2022. The patient is 43-year-old male who presents with back pain, period. He is stating he feels he went back to work too soon from his car accident, period. He feels like he is in need of PT for his back pain, period. They did denote abnormalities on examination. Records from Oliver Family Practice, April 11th, 2022, office visit. Here for follow-up after car accident. Their assessment was acute bilateral low back pain with left-sided sciatica. Abnormalities noted on examination in the low back as well as the neck. Period. There were abnormalities in the hip area as well. Notes from Oliver Family Practice, May 2nd, 2022, office visit. 42-year-old male who presents with a complaint of MVA, period. Patient in a lot of pain today, right-sided chest and upper arm pain, comma, left leg and right side of his body, period. He has an altered gait. It is not picking up his feet as well, according to patient, period. Emergency room report, IU Methodist Hospital, April 8th, 2022. Mr. Ford is a pleasant 42-year-old male with no past medical history. Complains of a left upper thigh hematoma following a motor vehicle accident this morning, period. His steering wheel jammed into his left upper thigh, period. When he arrived home, he noticed a left thigh hematoma forming that got progressively larger, period. On physical examination, they noted a hematoma. Assessment was hematoma of the left thigh. They did x-rays of the femur to view. Showed an age indeterminate non-displaced avulsion fracture from the upper pole of the patella, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for what he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of April 8, 2022 are all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft and normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal with heat and tenderness palpated as well as diminished strength, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 12 degrees, period. Examination of the right leg was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left leg revealed a 5-centimeter hematoma involving the left anterior upper leg, period. There was 15% swelling of the left knee with crepitance, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving 15% of the left upper anterior leg, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4. The patient's affect was flat and he appeared depressed, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, bilateral leg radiculopathy, and aggravation of prior back pain, period. Number two, left upper leg trauma, comma, pain, comma, hematoma left thigh, period. Number three, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and possible patellar fracture, period. Number four, depression reactivation with anxiety, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of April 8th of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. The impairment rating would have been higher if not for his prior back medical history, period. In reference to the leg hematoma, utilizing table 8-2, page 166, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the depression and anxiety, utilizing chapter 14, he qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment that would have been higher had it not been for his prior past medical history, period. In reference to the left knee, utilizing table 16-3, he qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. When we combine the total whole body impairments, The patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of April 8th of 2022, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar and left knee regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. He will need ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Injections in the back at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. An MRI of the low back should be done at an estimated cost of $2,700, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. Surgery down the road may be necessary for removal of the hematoma, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.